And welcome to the Forum for World Peace with Princess Diana. This is your show host, Marcia McMahon. We are delighted to be back on the air. We have an absolutely fantabulous program planned for you. And we have a new time, for one thing, with being back on the air now that Don Newsom, our spectacular producer, is out in paradise. California, we have a difference in time zones, so from now on, the Forum for World Peace will be convening at 7 Central Time, and that's 5 Pacific Time, so if you're just tuning in for the first time, be sure to, you know, tune in every time with us, because we have something really spectacular in terms of music that we're offering to the world. I've been honored in my previous shows and continuing thus forth to both hear from John Lennon in spirit messages, and the honor is all mine to continue to debut his fantastic musical talents along with those of George Harrison and others through the gifted mediumship of Robert Murray, a friend of mine who has put together a way to hear the Beatles and what they're doing on the other side. Now, this is not the Beatles on Earth, but this is John and George recombining together their efforts to move the planet toward peace. And so you were listening to Peaceful Planet, by the way, that's the title. And I've also had the pleasure, while being off the air, of meeting up with another great light worker, Chris Morris, who mentioned me on his program last night, The Creative Cosmos. And Chris and I have shared in email various messages from John Lennon, and I sent on some of the lyrics that I've been working on with John to Chris, and Chris took Bob Murray's song, Peaceful Planet, that you just heard, and put that to his music, and he's a very gifted musician, and reinterpreted it with my lyrics, and it was just knockout. So we're going to be featuring that on future shows, and we're so excited to be collaborating with John and so many other talented musicians. By the way, I am not a musician and I have no musical talent whatsoever, but I am a channel for John and Princess Di, and I'm also, you know, a person that works with angels, and I do angel readings, as well as this wonderful music that we bring to you each and every Saturday night. Tonight we have the most extraordinary guest, Carolyn Evers, who is back with us. In the time that we've been gone, Carolyn has put together a phenomenal new book. She has about 6 books out now. And Carolyn.
Thank you. I was just listening to what you were saying, and I was thinking, my golly, isn't this a wonderful time that we're living in?
Oh, isn't it, though? I tell you. And the name of your book is Earth History? Past, present, and future?
Yes, this is done by Archangel Michael, and he calls it Earth History, Past, Present, and Future. And this is what he discusses, who and what we were in the past, how we got here, how the Earth has evolved, and the present history, and what it's going to be in the future. In other words, we all talk about ascension, but wouldn't it be nice to know what it was actually going to be like?
Exactly. Well, before we move into your wonderful work, I have a few messages from Spirit that, you know, I've committed to reading on behalf of both John Lennon and Princess Di, and I do this as part of my regular format every evening. So I appreciate your bearing with me. I know you have something really urgent, and I want to mention that we are being overlighted by John Lennon, George Harrison, and Princess Diana, who are in the upstairs studio right now. And we want to thank Don Newsom again for his marvelous talents in bringing all these radio shows out, and we're so happy to be back on the air. And then special thanks also goes out to Chris Morris, who I've had the pleasure of working with in these past few weeks just casually with John's music. Now, I have a couple of brief messages. One is from John Lennon, and the other is from Princess Di, both of whom I work with. And I am going to be creating in the next month or two a new book to be called Notes from John, Messages from Dimensions Beyond the Universe. And I've been working on some art and everything, too, with regard to that. But he's working very hard to bring Earth to peace. Here's this message called John Speaks on His New Music on Blogging. Channel today. John, yeah, we've been waiting a long time, really more than just the 6 weeks or so. For me, it's been many years and many tears, and we are finally rock and rolling the Beatles again on your show. We can't stress enough how pleased we are with your show, Marcia, the Forum for World Peace, for it not only fits Diana's beautiful work, but ours. My music will again be heard on Earth thanks to you and others working with me, namely Murray and now Chris Morris. He has a sound that is so much like me, and he does channel me now and then. Just trust this won't go unnoticed, my dear. You're going to go to the top sooner than you think, and we're pleased to be working with other light workers who stand for peace everywhere. Marcia, I wanted to ask you, John, about whether I should include your messages in my Ascended Master pages on the website or in your own name, John. John, oh, that again. Well, as far as being an Ascended Master, I don't wish to be worshipped or put on any religious pedestal. You all know my feeling about religion being a big problem on this planet. My idea is to bring oneness and unity through my music, as always. I am aware of the ascension process for the whole planet, yeah. All of us who stood for peace and love on the planet were leading the way towards ascension, even in the 60s with the Beatles music we did. Of course I'm of the ascension movement, but please don't call me an ascended master, because that would have connotations of people calling on me for protection and other things. And frankly, I do work with a number of enlightened souls on the earth plane, but mainly my focus is for peace, Marcia, my dear. So we'll leave it at that for now. Though since arriving here, of course, I'm made aware of there being a God in a wonderful afterlife. We now work with the ascension energies, and of course Diana is a master in her own right, as are others you work with. We're all working on this big planet together to bring about peace before it's too late, you know? We'll be listening in the upstairs studio this evening, and we congratulate you on your new time slot and new show. We're going to rock and roll the Beatles, and we hope for all the best for blogging service and those wonderful light workers, Don and others, who are behind it. Ciao for now. Love you, John. What a message, huh?
Indeed.
Oh, he's great. He's absolutely just a great person to work with and to channel. And, you know, what an honor to bring his music forth from the etheric realms. And, you know, of course, this is inspired music, and we have no affiliation with actually, you know, any copyright that may exist on John Lennon on the earth plane. This is John in spirit. It's a whole nother dimension, of course. I have a Diana message, and it's going to be very brief. And Diana is also overlighting our program this evening. And I did this channeling today. I do a weekly channeling. And the name of my book is With Love from Diana, Queen of Hearts. You can read messages from Diana, John Lennon, the angels, Jesus, and Mother Teresa in the new book. And I have a new website. It's easier to find, and it's www.dianaspeakstotheworld. So it's dianaspeakstotheworld.com, and a lot of beautiful art. You can order the book. If you order the book this, in this next week or so, you'll receive some free art that goes with it if you order from the website. It's all also available Baker & Taylor, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon, and New Leaf Distributing for those stores that are into the new age. Here's the message. Marcia, Diana, finally I'm here for you if there's anything you wish to speak on. Diana, darling, I am shining my beautiful light upon the planet through your beautiful messages. Yes, of course, I am most concerned about the situation in the Middle East, which has deteriorated in so many ways. It's my hope that in some way the radical extremist group Hamas would be tempered by Mr. Abbas to begin to see the light of day concerning the use of terror worldwide. We so want a Palestinian state free of all Islamic extremist factions, and of course this turn of events is not in the good interests of Israel or Palestine. However, that being said, there is little I can do in the waving of a magic wand over the area now so full of hatred and vengeance. Marcia, forgive me, but it seems at times that our work has been in vain. Fewer than 100 people have probably heard of my book, and besides that, it seems your diplomatic solutions cannot be implemented due to the turn of events in the Middle East. Is there anything now, in light of this, that you could help with, Diana? Diana. I continue to shine my light and my love on the Middle East, and I ask all light workers to focus their daily prayer on visualizing some ceasefire in the Israeli-Palestinian territory and likewise in the country of Iraq. For this hatred lies very deep in family lines and tribal lines, especially in Iraq. While we all yearn for peace and the world free of war, it is up to the collective consciousness of the American people in particular to demand a better way. That means staying on top of the issues in the Middle East before they explode out of control and erupt in a war there. There are also factions such as Iran who are not to be trusted. I would also counsel that the situation with Hamas visiting Russia this week has aspects of secret deals in exchange for no terror being done on them. It behooves the United States and Britain to follow suit in this matter and begin deals behind the scenes with them, even though publicly they will not negotiate due to the Hamas stand on Israel. Before all wring their hands in collective frustration, we in the heavenly realms ask all to read my words in the book of my channel with love from Diana, Queen of Hearts, and see her fine work for peace. We commend her and all light workers such as Carolyn, whom I know has a place in Marcia's heart and is herself an angel of light. We salute and bow to all peace workers in this troubled world and ask God's angels to bless you all with more love and prosperity. As well, we ask that you live in peace in your families and offer more love than you're being given. I ask this in Jesus' name. I am Diana, Queen of Hearts and Princess of Peace. Wow, what a message.
So very sobering.
I'll say, you know, she's asking in Jesus' name. Whenever she asks in Jesus' name, she's actually asking everyone to just pray, and that's, you know, that's her training and that's her perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly you don't have to be Christian, and that isn't the master that you resonate with. That's all fine and well, too. But I like the way she mentions you, Carolyn, and she calls you an angel of light. She's apparently aware of your work with the angels, too.
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Well, yes, it certainly does. And so I appreciate your patience in letting me get these messages out.
I know that
you have some awesome work with Michael, and I'm wondering, would you want to maybe read what's on the website or have me read that for you to kind of give an introduction to your work, or did you have something?
Well, why don't you read it?
All right.
Since you have it right there in front of you, because I had some other notes that I was going to be talking about.
Well, okay. Carolyn, as I said, just put this together in the past few weeks, and things are kind of reaching a critical mass with regard to ascension and earth changes, which are kind of happening at the same time. Her website, again, is Archangel Michael
Conclave.
Archangel Michael's Conclave.
Yes,
and
.com.
And the title of her new book, and I highly encourage all light workers and people interested in ascension to read this book, it's Earth History, Past, Present, and Future, as told to Carolyn Evers. And then I'm going to read what's on the website here, if I may, Carolyn.
Sure.
A clarion call from Archangel Michael. I hold up my sword of truth, and I am calling you. Together, we are a powerful group. You have been powerful working alone. But together, you are a great and mighty force that can change matter. I am telling you that together we will change matter, and that matter is the hardness of the hearts of humanity. Alone, you have been powerful. Together, we will not only change people's hearts, but also change the thinking process of those who are not living in love. This is your calling in general. Change hearts toward love and to melt the coldness that has been operational for too long on this planet. But you knew from the very beginning that there would be a time of the gathering. This is it. I gather all of you. You come with each of your skills and you add them to those of your sisters and brothers. Your skills will be used in concert to change world events. This, dear heart, is the factor of change in conjunction with my force of mighty light, blue light. To my blue light, you will add the white and golden light of the Godhead, and these rays will infiltrate the world until they ignite the pink ray. Carolyn will discuss her messages from Archangel Michael and focus on the message. Michael is calling all of us together. And please remember to visit Carolyn's website, where you may buy the book, and visit her blog as well, where you may personally ask questions of Archangel Michael at, again, www.archangelmichael.com. And I believe it's backslash blog, correct?
I always get confused with forward slash and backslash.
Okay,
it's the one you usually see
blog,
in a division, right?
You can find it there. So, you know, I'm just totally taken in with this work, and I've read the whole book in about 2 days, yeah. And I couldn't put it down. And I just think there's just so much that's so crucial that you get across. So, Michael is addressing those of us like light workers who are working on our ascension, and I get the impression he would also like to draw in other people that are open to the work of angels that may be walking other paths, but suddenly, you know, find themselves on this path, on this station, and they're hearing this. What can you tell us about ascension that we really need to know that a lot of light workers don't quite understand?
I think before, it just seems to me that before we get to ascension,
mm-hmm.
perhaps we need to know why we came here. Because,
well, definitely.
That, in a sense, kind of leads us to the next step. And, I mean, there have been times when I've wondered, why in the world am I here? What in the world is this all about? And what Archangel Michael says is that Prime Creator wanted to know if souls would be sent into a world where all our memories would be cut. Would they desire to come back to him when the game was over? Would they recognize their Creator and want to be a part of the Creator again? And so this was the request that was behind the creation of this planet. And this was the experiment that we were called to do. And so it was the emotion that has connected us to God. And this is what this experiment was on Earth, the study of emotion. And so we came here with a partner. And that partner, we have played every aspect of emotion with this partner. We've been mothers and fathers and children and friends. We have studied love from every perspective. And that love is what reminds us of our God. And so what Archangel Michael is saying is that this experiment is over. Well, we were his followers. He invited us here. We followed him. And he told us that we would come into this world, all our connections of memory would be cut, but what he would do is he would call us forth when the time was over, when the experiment was over, and so we would remember. That is where the link is between where we are today and ascension, because ascension is the next step up into that dimension where we existed, in a sense, before we came here. And so that's why he calls this the clarion call. He is calling us because he promised to do this. And then he describes how we all followed him to Earth, that Earth was supposed to be, in essence, for his light workers. And he explains how in the very early ages that another planet was being destroyed, and these other individuals were allowed to come here, and these were the individuals that served self instead of serving others. And he explains in a very beautiful way how these two groups interacted with one another, what happened with them, and how, you might say, Earth has developed between a struggle between these two forces, those who love externally and those who are only concerned with themselves. And so we have struggled with this over all of these years. And it's good to know the history of this, how this all began, because when we look around and we see all this negativity, it's sometimes difficult to understand how in the world we got here. And so he goes through all of the past, what's happening in the present. Now, some of the things that's happening in the present, it's what's happening to our bodies. And I think this is very important because he said he couldn't tell us about all of this until this new energy came in just this January, 2006. And what this new energy is doing is it is rewiring our physical. It is connecting the two sides of our brain. This is how our brain worked before the fall in Atlantis. And it is connecting the third eye to what we know of as the energy of Kundalini that is stationed at the base of our spine. Those two tubes that come up there are being rewired, and the purpose of this is to begin those fires of Kundalini. This is to prepare us for that next step. And so he describes all of this and some of the conditions that we have been experiencing. And I don't know if people in the audience have had pains in different parts of the body. He explains all of this, and it is due to the rewiring. And that process is just about over.
Okay, so we're getting our corpus callosum, it's lessening so that there's communication between right and left brain.
Yes, because spiritual information comes in one side and goes to the reasoning side of the brain. And now, in the past, it has arced over there and has been not a constant stream. This rewiring in the brain is going to allow the spiritual energy to move more directly into the reasoning side of the brain and not be countermanded. So it'll be like a natural process. We'll receive spiritual information from the higher realm in a more smooth manner.
Okay, so let me ask you then, Carolyn, regarding this, is everybody going to get rewired? Because it seems to me that there are a lot of people in this world that are hardwired only with their left brain, only with their rational side, and they don't want anything to do with this angel talk. And, you know, and again, they may be the negative, you know, part of our world. They may simply be people who are not open to this kind of thing. There's a lot of them out there. Are these the people that are not ascending, that may be on the, you know, maybe they're in the in-between? They may not.
Apparently not everyone is going to ascend.
Mm-hmm. Because there are still a lot of people that I see in my everyday world, teaching at the colleges I do, that seem to be operating completely out of their left brain. And if I were to, conduct class the way I'm conducting my radio interview, you know, what the world would make of that, you know. But we seem to be on the cutting edge of something really important here with your work. But I know that there are other lower levels of vibration that are still operative in our world, and Michael talks, I guess, about a separation coming very soon.
Yes, he does, and he talks about the three groups of people who are on the planet at the present time.
Mm-hmm.
And those people who do not make it through ascension, they'll have a time when their turn will come up again, but
mm-hmm.
he talks in terms of 200,000 years.
Oh, wow.
In other words, if you don't make it to the next dimension at this opportunity, it's going to take about another 200,000 years for that cycle to come around again.
All right. Did you hear that, all you light workers tuned into this show? You got to work on your ascension right now. The time is at hand, and this is the clarion call through
mm-hmm.
Michael. This is really important stuff, because you will have to repeat all that karma. You will have to go through 200,000 years more of pain, suffering, who knows what, in order to, you know, to then maybe have the chance to unite with your God force. So I realize, though, that it's been said by other light workers, the harvest is small. The harvest is small compared to the entire world population, I'm sure.
What they are saying is this is determined by our will and where we want to be, and they speak of awareness. In other words, we need to have our awareness opened. Once we become aware, and then the will comes into place. And these seem to be the two things that awaken people and turn them in the direction towards ascension. But they are saying that there are going to be people who do not realize that there is a choice, and they're going to be caught up in a place where they don't want to be.
Yeah. Kind of like the frog that's placed in boiling water, and all of a sudden, you know. I mean, I can see that. I feel right now that there are those of us light workers who are being brought together all over the planet, all over the United States, and I feel that blogging service, for one, is to be commended for bringing all these messages of light together on one radio network on the Internet. And I feel that a kinship with a lot of the light workers that are doing other radio shows here, speaking for myself. I think, too, that all of us as light workers are being called to unite together to assist and support one another as the earth changes are going to keep continuing. And I was fascinated with what Archangel Michael had to say about the probabilities for the earth changes. I mean, it could be like total devastation of North America, or it could be a lot less, depending on us. And
well, this is true. He talks about the very worst scenario and the very best scenario, and it's interesting that I believe it was Princess Diana in your message that you read tonight was talking about consciousness, wasn't she?
Yep.
And this is basically what Archangel Michael is describing, is where the consciousness of the human race is and why that is so important. And he explains that, how the unmanifested energy, he describes how unmanifested energy comes from outer space and comes to this planet. And he explains that it hits an area around the Earth where that unmanifested energy then manifests into what human thought changes it to. This is where consciousness comes in, so that if our consciousness is focusing on love and peace and balance, it is going to take that unmanifested energy and manifest it into those very qualities. Whereas if the consciousness of the planet is in the other direction, that is what that we are creators. We don't realize and don't think about being creators, and we create with our thought. And so all of these masters, whether it is Princess Diana or some other people that I have channeled, or Archangel Michael, they are basically saying the same thing. That
yes, now, you know, that's that reminds me of some words I read years ago in Neil Donald Walsh's fine book, The Conversations with God, where he talks about the tools of creation. And they are thought, word, and deed. So, indeed, we don't have deeds first. We have thought, we have word, and then we have deed. And apparently Michael is saying, and he's giving us a lot more clarity on how we create, that this energy is coming from the solar flares and from the universe itself. So this is a physical phenomenon that's happening. It's really being ramped up at the moment, isn't it? With all
it is.
Our ascension symptoms and all these different conflicts that we seem to be experiencing in our personal life, our family life. It seems like the trouble is upon us, if you'll forgive me for...
No, this is a two-way conversation. He said something else that I find extremely fascinating, that we were talking about the solar flares and this energy coming through the solar flares, and then he describes how this works, that there is a crystalline, geometric, sacred geometric configuration in the core of the planet.
Wow.
And that the energy comes in through the sun. It goes through the whole planet. It goes through humanity. It then hits the crystalline core of the Earth, and then it makes its path back to Supreme Creator in the center of the cosmos. The Supreme Creator then reads this like a computer printout, and he knows what our attitudes are, what the events that are going on in the Earth, and how we are prepared, and where our emotional and mental mindset is.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that utterly fascinating.
Well, it's sort of like microcosm, macrocosm. You know, before we go on, I want to open up our phone lines to anyone that might have a question for Carolyn Evers, that might have a question for me, Marcia McMahon, relating to any of the messages that we've shared so far tonight, be it on Michael's revelations or John or Princess Di. The phone line here is 1-888-268-4313. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. And you can call us, and we're having a great conversation. We're in the midst of many topics. But at the same time, we want, in this next phase of the Forum for World Peace show, want to include the comments and thoughts of our listeners. And we want to invite you in later shows to also call in your questions for me. But that is relating to, you know, psychic things and that kind of thing. But right now, we are focusing on these important messages. And I just want to put that phone call possibility out there for our listeners, Carolyn. So
that's great.
We mean to get off topic, but we may get some calls, and I hope we do.
I sort of saw a picture of God in the middle of the cosmos reading this ticker tape coming forth. Aha.
It's like an email, you know.
Yeah.
You can imagine the size of his email box, huh? Oh, boy. I mean, but, you know, that's unfathomable, but, you know, God is, I guess, a lot more, you know, unfathomable than we first thought. I mean, I guess we all have our own ideas of what God is, and Jesus used to refer to him as the Heavenly Father, but then I've read other recent channelings from Suzanne Ward and her son Matthew in the Matthew books, and I like her work, but Matthew was explaining in one of his messages that there was a God for this part of the universe, and then there was another God for, you know, the big guy somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have to admit I'm a little confused, but it wouldn't surprise me if there were departments and so on.
Do we have time to discuss the future and how
the Earth is going to separate and all that?
Yes. Do we?
Yeah,
have time?
I wanted to get to that. I think that's one of the most important things. And actually, I have a quote from that, if I may read that.
Sure.
On your website. And again, this is an excerpt from Carolyn's book, Earth History, just now available only on her website. Archangel speaks of another Earth forming and then dividing one from another. Since the two Earths are so close in proximity, humans can exist in both worlds, so to speak. The two worlds haven't split off from one another yet. This condition has been evolving for over 20 years. The building up of the mirror image of Earth was very slow in the beginning. It was practically a thought. Today, it is being hastened because of momentum and is almost complete in design and blueprint. Soon, the new Earth will begin to harden, but that process hasn't started yet. Will be at the point of hardening that individuals must be ready to transition to the new Earth. There can be no turning back. You either have the ability to move with the new Earth or you do not. My heart is heavy at this thought and knowledge that there will be many of my friends who will not find the new Earth. They will experience a convulsing of the Earth that is beneath their feet as the last stages of renewal take place. And he goes on. Can you clarify that for us, please?
Golly. I don't know. Does that need to be clarified? I thought it was rather clear.
What was it
that you, outside of the fact that you felt sad about some of this happening, what was it that you...
Okay, well, you know, I think this concept of there being two Earths, one that's more of an etheric Earth that surrounds our planet at the moment, that's going to harden into another Earth, and when that Earth hardens, what's going to become of the Earth that we're on? And I know we're transitioning to another place, but I thought we were staying on the same planet. So what's going to happen to the people that don't ascend, that aren't working on their ascensions, that are not of the light? Are they still going to be here in the same dimension with us? Are we going to a different dimension?
Well, this is how he explains it. And, of course, you know, we're just discussing it, and it's better for the individual to read everything that he says. What they call, now I know of people who literally see this new Earth forming, And there might even be people in the audience who actually see this, because the people who can see etherically, subtle bodies can see this. So the new Earth is forming. It hasn't hardened yet. And those who are able to move to the new Earth, according to Archangel Michael, they are going to move into the next dimension. And he compares it to like an individual who has died. We know that when a person dies, they leave their body here, but that part that is their soul moves to another higher dimension. And he sort of compares it in that respect, that we're going to move into the new dimension like a person does when they die, except we're taking our body with us. Yes?
If I may ask then, I work with Diana and John Lennon, so if I'm moving to another dimension that's one upgrade from where we are here at the third, if I'm upgrading to the fourth, let's say, or the fifth, or wherever the new Earth is going to actually reside, am I going to a new planet, and am I going to be able to interact with them, or are they still going to be in spirit when I get there?
As I understand it, they don't have a physical body. Archangel Michael says very clearly, we will see him. We will be in that dimension where we will actually see him, and we will see people who have passed on. He says that very clearly.
So our physical bodies are actually going to this next dimension.
Well, that's the way he explains it.
Okay, now, you know, Jesus ascended his physical body after he was crucified. A lot of people accept that in the Christian tradition. And a lot of people feel that he was actually, you know, that's what he really came to teach. You know, is this going to be, will we be physically experiencing this? It will be a physical phenomenon, or is it going to be something of a much more subtle nature where we're just going to be able to, like we're doing now, interact with spirit, receive spirit messages, and
well, he goes into a lot of depth about this as to how some of the changes in the physical right now, before we can do that, the cells have to turn to crystalline. As the cells turn to crystalline, now that means every cell that we have in our body, all of the organs, that there is a change. The chromosomes change, the telomeres, which is a part of the chromosome, change. He explains this. And there becomes more space in between the cells. In other words, in this heavier dimension, the material on this plane is more compacted, is more dense. As we go up the different dimensions, and the way he explains it, this next dimension is like one of the first steps. Our body is with us, but it changes. I think it probably would be very similar to the way the physical was when it first came to Earth, in some of the things that we read of Lemuria, where the body becomes more ethereal. It's not as dense.
Like when Edgar Cayce talked about Amelius being an incarnation.
I'm having a little difficulty hearing you.
Yeah, me too. How's that?
A little better.
Okay, now it's much better for me. All right, I adjusted something. Well, you know, Edgar Cayce spoke of Amelius being one of the first manifestations on the planet, and that was an incarnation of Jesus. Have you heard of Amelius?
Oh, yes, I'm familiar with that story.
Okay, so Amelius, it says, I think, way back in the Cayce writing somewhere, Amelius walked with God, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Amelius was said to have been an earlier form of Jesus that was just in the spirit.
Yes.
Right? So, in other words, we're taking our physical bodies with us to the spirit plane, is what really ascension is all about.
Yes. Except
wow.
It won't be exactly the way it is right now. The construction of it is going to be changing and be a little different.
Wow.
And
so
we're going through those changes now.
But, you know, I can't wait to get rid of the telomere thing, because I want the wrinkles gone. I want all the middle-aged problems gone. You know? Forgive me, I sound a little vain here. I want the beauty secrets that keep me young forever. No, I'm just teasing. I mean, do we eventually transit through spirit completely? Do we actually physically die after we ascend, or do we just stay in that form?
Well, from what he says, the physical body will not die from disease because we're aging. And the reason for that, and he explains this, is he gets back to the chromosome and the telomere. For anybody who's interested in that, Hayflick, who is a scientist, found that what aging is that every time the cells divide, a little piece of the telomere, which is part of the chromosome, breaks off. And so a cell can only divide about 50 times, and then it dies.
Yeah.
This is what aging is.
But okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And so eventually, a person, after all of these cells divide 50 times, they can't go on, and the body dies. One of the changes that's going to happen when the cells become crystalline is the telomere will not break off. We will not age. This is the secret of longevity, is what happens with the telomere on the chromosome.
Wow, this is mind-boggling stuff.
Yes, it is.
Carolyn. And it's fascinating the way you, and only you, this is, you know, I've got a lot of ascension channelings from Archangel Michael and other messengers of light. And so many of them are so uplifting, but none so clear as you. I commend you because I think you're really leading the human race. It's just a shame that the human race is barely aware of you or I or many of these other light workers that are doing this fine work, you know? But thank you
for saying that. I have to understand something before I can write it down and say it to someone else. So I want to understand it, and I want it in a succinct manner. And be clear. And so that's something that I need. I can't pass on something that's not succinct and clear.
Well, I mean, you've done a lot of the scientific research, and you're bold enough to approach these scientists and these other scholars from other disciplines and get their take on it without really revealing what your entire motive is, I think. You know, you're writing them and asking them about the telomere, and then they don't know you're working on ascension. And, you know, I mean, it's just like the work that I'm doing. I pay attention to all the world events, and I read various newspapers from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I do this for Diana because she wants me to become familiar with all the aspects and issues of the Middle East. And I'm certainly not a Middle East expert, but I certainly have a better grasp of it than most Americans do, who are completely in the dark as far as what's going on. And our media doesn't really cover all of the complex issues that we need to have covered in terms of world affairs. And it's not just all about the suicide bombs, believe me. There's subtle political things that happen each day that it would behoove us to pay attention to. So, you know, from a scholarly point of view, you are a scholar, and I think that's remarkable. And from your channeling point of view, it's more clear than anything I've read so far, and you're not making claims like you're the one that can activate your ascension energies only for $500 a session, and, you know, and the other one that I've heard a lot lately, and this is not a put down to any other particular light worker, but I've heard about the aliens coming. First contact will be here, and the aliens are going to take care of everything, including CW, and there ain't going to be no more problems, you know.
Well,
and,
you know, that's sort of
And I know the aliens are coming, and I do, you know, welcome them in my heart, but I don't think our government would welcome them, and I don't think that most people in our country will welcome them, and I don't think they're coming in the physical. So, you know, I differ with some of the other channelings I've read.
I do think that they are helping us in many ways.
Oh, definitely. There is
that
thing.
But on the other hand, there is this concept of responsibility. How can you graduate spiritually if you cannot take responsibility for your own thought and action? And so, I mean, to me, part of that is, oh, I want to graduate. I want to go up to the higher levels, but please don't expect me to be responsible for anything that I'm doing or anything that I'm thinking or my consciousness.
Don't worry
Let's
about
leave
it
to someone else.
The Federation is going to end with their ships on the White House lawn. You know? I don't know. I'm just laughing. I respect all the other channelings that are going on out there, and I don't mean to say this, but I have to laugh a little because some of it does seem irresponsible, you know. But, I mean, it might be appealing to certain light workers, but you know, the world is in such a wreck right now, and I'm tempted in my work to despair quite often, quite honestly, and think that the world can't be saved. And then there's this aspect of, well, what dimension am I trying to save anyway? Am I trying to save the third dimension, or am I just trying to bring people into a higher dimension? I think that Diana would like to see the situation in the Middle East resolved so that our Earth can go into the ascension and that more people can ascend. But, you know, I realize that people such as the terrorists and others who commit murders and do evil deeds, you know, and I say that with parentheses because I realize that ultimately speaking, maybe there is no evil, but, you know, I do draw the lines in my own thinking, doing the work that I do, and her work in particular, focusing on terrorism. Terrorism is an evil that has to be solved. I don't see us working toward ascension while we have this issue of killing in the name of God going on.
Well, yeah. Actually, Archangel does address that group.
Okay.
And he doesn't point out specific people, like in this country or what they're doing. He says that there is a group of people who are diametrically opposed to the light and to God, that they will not accept this. And so that group of people, there are many. There are those that are waging war. There are those in institutions. He talks about those who would kill and maim, and they have no remorse. And this is one of the signposts, so to speak. They have no remorse. They have no conscience.
It would be the terrorists, then, that, you know, he's speaking of. But, of course, he's not naming them. He's not naming names. And it would be other governments that are also committing acts of terror, you know. So it's not just the U.S., obviously.
Now, he considers that group a group of people who have no remorse for any harm that they have done to someone else.
And unfortunately, there is this extremist rhetoric that seems to be spreading in certain religions. And it's a very unenlightened way of thinking and doing business. And
it is, but
ludicrous.
One of the reasons that he explains for why this is happening is, as the earth heals, all of this comes forth. And there is another reason why it comes forth, and that is because we as humans we see this, and we must make a choice. And so the kinds of choices that we're going to make is viewing these scenes is either going to make us more loving and compassionate, or it's going to harden us so that we'll be very cold and hard to these. And you see, this in itself is leading humanity along the lines of choice.
Can I ask you a more personal question about this?
What?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking about certain people that are in my life, such as family members, that may not be moving along the lines of ascension. And, you know, I'm kind of wondering, is there going to be some heartache? Am I going to be separating from loved ones? Are they going to be making their transition to spirit in such a way that I not only won't see them in the heavenly realm, but I won't see them again?
He addresses this, and he says that there are going to be divisions among those that we love and those that we have been with for a long time. And he discusses how he feels about this. He knows that we are all not going to go with him. But he does say that when this division is made, that there will be no heartache or memory of this division. There is not going to be the feeling of loss or the feeling of heartache. That people will understand what justice is, that this is a form of justice, that and it's hard for me to reiterate this. I think it's something that you really have to read when he talks about justice, that, you know, we work along certain lines, and he also mentions that those who work for it are going to receive what they have earned, and those who have not chosen to be awake, who have not chosen to move on, that they will be taken care of. He goes into great detail about how each of these three groups are going to be taken care of, what's going to happen.
So they're going to another
another Earth or staying in the third dimensional?
Well, they have a choice, even
sort
with that.
Cycle?
Yeah, well, no, those who do not go to the new Earth, who stay here, they have a choice. They can either stay with this group who believes in power and control, or they will reincarnate on another planet that will have the similarities of the density and the conditions of this third dimension.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And people cannot move to a dimension that their physical is not prepared for. They explain it as an atom in an atom smashing machine. If a person is not ready vibrationally, they can't go to the higher level because it would destroy the physical. So
I see. So then working on our physical ascensions is crucial to moving on to the new Earth, more or less.
Well, that is what he is saying.
Mm-hmm.
But
is
what he is saying is it's so simple. It's not a difficult, it is such a simple process. The person has to, number one, desire it. They have to will to be aligned with God, to move into the next dimension. And if a person is having a problem with connecting to their higher mind, to their I Am presence, to be aligned with God, they simply ask their angels to give them assistance to do this.
Those that are tuning in tonight that this may be new to, all they have to do is want to have this reality as an option for them, and that will, in time, come true for them.
Align themselves with God.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you, is it going to happen in 2012? A lot of people are saying that's the magic number. That's the year when December 21st, 2012, the Mayan calendar, blah, 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 blah. I've read it all over the internet. Is that the time that we're going to experience this en masse?
He
or
doesn't
experience
give a
it
date.
Individually, or?
He doesn't give a date.
Mm-hmm.
He hangs it more on this reading, this calling together of the light workers. He talks about the love and compassion invigorating the pink ray, how all these pink rays are going to be joined together. He takes his blue ray and he melds it with this pink ray. And Supreme Creator, who reads this tape of what is happening on this earth, then brings that energy. And it just sounds so beautiful the way he describes it, how it's almost like an explosion of sorts. And the overriding emotion of this is love. It is the love force that all the light workers are going to bring together.
Carolyn, I think this is phenomenal. I didn't mean to interrupt you. We're almost at the end of our show. There might be a minute or two to give out your website and mine.
Certainly.
And then I don't know if Don's with us, if he's going to play Equal Opus 135 by John Lennon. We were planning on it.
Absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. Let's give your website again, Carolyn.
It's www.archangelmichaels, and it's MICHAELS, conclave.com. And as we put up the blog, we will be able to ask Archangel Michael questions on clarification, and he promises to answer us.
That is phenomenal. I'm going to be a part of that blog. I encourage everyone listening to join in on the blog and ask Michael your questions. There will be featured websites each week, and it will give all of us a chance that are doing this wonderful light work to come together and blog. And it's going to be great. And I want to give my website out again. It's www.dianaspeakstotheworld.com. Check out the beautiful artwork and messages from Diana. God bless you all. May your journey to ascension be peaceful and pleasant as we tune in to the vibration of John Lennon and Eternal Opus. Thank you so much for joining us on the Forum for World Peace, and we'll see you next week at the same time, 7 p.m. Central Time.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program. and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.